Welcome to the Building Better Workflows podcast. I am so delighted that you're here and made time to listen. I'm Dr. Leah Gugino, a primary care pediatrician, mental health warrior, and you might know me as the host of the Pediatric Meltdown podcast. In this limited series, we will explore better ways to integrate mental health care into your setting. So get your pen and paper ready for a practice makeover. Welcome to the Building Better Workflows. Today, we're going to be talking about planning a small pilot, and I would suggest maybe even 1 to 2 providers to start. If you want an outline, there are resources in the workbook. Think back and establish your SMART goal that needs to be specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and timely. So let's say that you want to implement screening for substance use. What's that going to look like? And you can set up a plan, do, check, act cycle or PDCA cycle and begin to implement. And then as you go along, you'll see the areas that are working really well and what you need to tweak. And this is why it's important that everyone's trained who's going to be involved in the pilot, because your staff is going to really help inform what you do as well. You want to gather data at regular intervals. Usually it's going to be weekly. And then again, you can adjust your pilot as you go. I would suggest that you involve providers who are early adopters, who are the people in your practice who are always eager to try something new. Start with them because they are going to be willing to try it and are a little bit more flexible with making adjustments in their day-to-day practice. Review the progress regularly with your team. So what did you find in those PDCA cycles? And then bring those results back to the larger group for discussion. This is what we did. This is what we found. This is what we'd like to do moving forward. You might want to get patient and, again, staff and clinician feedback. How did it go? Was that helpful? How did patients feel about being asked about these things? Did it make a difference? What did you find? What was surprising? And once you've done that, then you can begin to expand and maybe add a couple of providers at a time. If you find that it's really effective, then you can create an implementation plan for a rollout for the entire practice. If you'd like to chat a little bit about how you want to do that, the link is on the pediatricmeltdown.com website, and let's do this thing. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope this episode was helpful as you think about ways to transform mental health care for your patients. The work is challenging, but our kids need us now more than ever. Be the one to listen, to offer hope, and to make a difference. Click on the link in the show notes or head over to the pediatricmeltdown.com site for a free downloadable worksheet and a training PowerPoint to lead your staff through managing crisis calls. You can also download the Building Better Workflows workbook, a companion to the podcast, with all the tools and resources you will need to redesign your workflows. Let's take it to the next level.